اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today, in the first part, we are all going to listen to the recitation of verses 16 to 21 of Surah Al-Qaf, recited by Brother Abbas Hashemi, an Iranian reciter. Dear audience, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
And indeed, we have created man, and we know what his own self whispers to him, and we are nearer to him than his jugular vein. When the two receivers receive, one sitting on the right and one on the left, not a word does he utter, but there is a watcher by him ready. And the stupor of death will come in truth. This is what you have been avoiding. And the horn will be blown. That will be the day whereof warning had been given. And every person will come forth, along with one to drive and one to bear witness.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه من حبل الوريد إذ يتلقى المتلقيان عن اليمين وعن الشمال قعيد ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد ونفخ في الصور ذلك يوم الوعيد وجاء صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was a recitation of verses 16 to 21 of Surah Al-Qaf, recited by Brother Abbas Hashemi, the great Iranian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This reciter, Brother Abbas Hashemi, is one of the best reciters of Iran. He has also won an international Quran competition that was held in Iran. He placed first in that competition. And it's very interesting that this reciter, even though he does not use the Jawab al-Jawab register of his voice that much, I haven't heard many times that this reciter has used Jawab al-Jawab.
The highest register.
Yeah, but yet he is a very successful reciter, and he was actually able to win the Quran competition. And I don't think he used Jawab al-Jawab in his last recitation in the finals. Yet he was, he won the competition. So this is very important. It's not mandatory that a Quran reciter uses the Jawab al-Jawab register. Perhaps he doesn't have that register. His voice has only two registers. Or maybe he doesn't want to use that register for whatever reason. For example, Sheikh Muhammad Siddiq al-Minshawi, he rarely used Jawab al-Jawab of his voice. Same with Sheikh Abdul Basit. He also rarely used Jawab al-Jawab. And still, there were very good reciters, very famous reciters, and popular reciters of the Quran. Okay, so let's talk about the tajweed now.
Good idea.
وَلَقَدْ خَلَقُنَا. We have two qalqala, one in the dal of laqad, and another one in خَلَقُنَا. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقُنَا الْإِنسَانَ. See, if you don't apply the qalqala, there would be like an abrupt pause in your recitation, which would disrupt the flow and rhythm of your recitation. So we That qalqala is an assimilatory mechanism. Assimilation means a specific mechanism in phonetics that allows us to pronounce the letters and the words more easily.
Yes.
This is the meaning of assimilation.
That is, that you becomes that you.
For example, yes. Of course, that's not a mandatory assimilation, but for example...
Of course, in English, there's no mandatory...
English, yeah, we have assimilation in English as well. We have it in all languages.
Yeah.
For example, information. We don't say information. We say information. We have a kind of ikhfa here, even in English. Information.
Information.
The N is not pronounced completely. Okay. Now, in Arabic, let's try pronouncing this phrase without qalqala. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. See how messed up that sounded?
Yeah, just like other rules of tajweed.
Especially qalqala, and also ishbar. Ishbar is also very important, and we have ishbar in this verse.
And idgham, I think, is a kind of assimilation.
Yeah, idgham is assimilation, ikhfa is assimilation. Yes. Most of the rules are actually assimilatory. For example, the sun letters,
they are to actually facilitate our
facilitate recitation. Ash-shams. Is it easier to say ash-shams or al-shams? Al-shams. Yeah. See, it's difficult to say it that way. So we have walaqad khalaqnal. See how it's really heavy. It's like there's something.
It's breaking somehow.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good. We have another one. I just talked about the ishbar of how dhamir, again, that's also helps us pronounce and read the Quran with greater ease. For example, we have وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ. The thing with ishbar is that if you don't apply the ishbar of the hal dhamir, there would be too many short vowels right after another with no long vowel in between.
And would you actually elaborate more on the concept ishbar?
Ishbar means whenever the hal dhamir is pronounced like a long vowel. For example, bihi is pronounced bihi. Nafsuhu is pronounced nafsuhu. Now let's try reading this phrase without ishbar. See how difficult it gets. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ. See, did that even sound right?
It is not satiated, actually.
That's right. You have to make sure that the ha'ud dhamir is pronounced with ishbar. Otherwise, you would recite the Quran with difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ. See?
Yes.
Now recite it with ishbar. وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ.
And it's more rhythmic.
It's rhythmic, and it's not too many short vowels right after another. There's a long vowel that balances the number of short vowels and long vowels. In verse 17, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ. إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ. We have two qafs, which the first one is pronounced with more tafkhim, the second one is pronounced with the least amount of tafkhim.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, today we talk about the necessity of tadabbur, reflection and contemplation when you read the Quran. There is an ayah in Surah Sad, verse 29, that we had also yesterday when Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was talking about recitation. كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكر أولو الألباب. The book that we have sent down to you, which is blessed, so that they would ponder, they would reflect on its verses, and so that the people of intelligence, the people who are thoughtful, would remember and become alert. So Quran itself says that we need to have tadabbur.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on a last care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
الإنسان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن